Everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. It's the end of year, and that means that we're counting down our top fives of all of our favorite three categories, maybe four, maybe five. I don't know. We haven't figured out the other 2 days, but every year we count down our favorite video games, TV shows, and movies. This time we're doing things a little different. Instead of a giant 3-hour show, we're just doing every day we're going to give it to you. So today we're going to do our top five video games of the year. And you guys can kind of compare your notes. And there may be some surprises because this year is kind of hard. This year is very difficult. Like, video games, with the pandemic and limited releases and everything, I think TV shows was hard to do because there were so many great ones, but I think video games and movies were especially hard because of how few there were. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what everybody has on their lists. So let's get right into it with video games. I'm Jeremy, by the way.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And it's early.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's really early in the morning when we're recording this, so everyone's kind of loopy. It's the day after Christmas where we all wanted to sleep in, but we have responsibilities with a podcast.
Yeah, I think we remembered that we had to record this last night around 11:30 p.m. So yeah,
I still didn't go to bed till like 1:30. Like, I still was like a goddamn rebel. I was like, nope, welp, I'm just going to stay up.
There you go.
Mistakes.
I was the same way. I went to bed at 1 o'clock and I was like, I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. I was in bed by like 30:00 and like, I'm surprised I went to bed before you guys.
Kev, you're 50 now, man. Like, that's
true.
You're in bed very, 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 very soon.
Side note, why is it on our days off and holidays that we wake up earlier than our work days? That, at least that's for me. The older I get, like, all of a sudden wake up like an hour earlier.
That's because you know that your day doesn't start off until you get a good early morning Ovaltine.
No. Take my vitamins. Oh, I forgot to take my... Never mind. Forgot to take my vitamins.
Yep.
It's all right. It's still early in the day. Especially when we finish this, it'll be like you're taking it at your normal time.
Touche.
All right, let's start off. We'll start with Douglas. We'll do number five. What you got?
Number five for video games... is the one that we haven't beaten yet. And I say we, because we all kind of played it together and then we all kind of stopped playing at the same time and we need to finish it. And that's Back 4 Blood. That's good, a old very good one. Zombie shooter.
Yeah.
It's the spiritual successor to Left 4 Dead. And it is Left 4 Dead with a card system, which a lot of people at first bitched about. And then once we kind of figured it out, we're like, all right, I'm down with this. This is nice. Adds a little variety to the game. So it was nice. It's a fun game. It's a lot of fun. It gets very fucking hard, very fucking fast.
Yes, it does. Very much agree.
Definitely.
Kev, what's your number five?
My number five is a racing game that I didn't expect to love, and that is Hot Wheels Unleashed. I kept pawning that off on you guys. I'm like, hey, you guys should play this. Hey, you guys should watch me stream this in Discord. Hey, you should play this with me. But like, as a Hot Wheels fan, like, this game is legit. Like, they have like original or like the old Hot Wheels models along with like the trademarks they had. They had like a little kit model from Knight Rider. They've got Back to the Future. They got like a DeLorean. They've got the Turtle Wagon. Like, they've got so many cool things going on in it, and it's just a really fun, really drifty arcade-style racing game. And like I said, it came out of left field. It was developed by a company named Milestone, and yeah, like I said, they just killed it. And it's been fun. They just started a new season for it. I would highly recommend it. Hot Wheels Unleashed.
Awesome. My number five is also a racing game, nice. But not Hot Wheels. It used to have Hot Wheels in it. In the last iteration, but that's Forza Horizon 5. So the game got like perfect reviews across the board from like every outlet. And as you're playing it, you're like, all right, so this is essentially the same game as Forza Horizon 4, but with a new skin. Like, it's like they didn't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? That's the kind of mentality that they had with it. The menu systems are the same. The wheel spins are the same. The, you know, they have a ton of the same cars. Yeah, they have new cars and everything like that. And they definitely have some new ideas that they brought to the table. But they just essentially perfected the game that they put out before. And the new location does serve as a better location than the UK. So I would say that it's a fantastic, fun little game. Big game, because there's a lot to it. So, but yeah, that's my number five. Doug, what do you got for number four?
Number four is one that I've been playing a lot lately. And it was free on Epic, and that's why I picked it up. It's been on my Steam wish list for a couple of years. It's not necessarily a new game, but it's just one that I've recently discovered and for some reason find very, I don't want to say relaxing, but it's definitely pretty chill. And that's The Hunter, Call of the Wild.
I was wondering if this game and another game are making your list, and I know that they both are now.
Yeah. You are a hunter and you go hunt animals. And like I said, so I got it on, it was free on Epic, which is interesting because like it's a big map, it's a huge map, and they have like, you know, they give all these missions of like go hunt a deer and shoot it from, you know, 30 meters or whatever and stuff like that. And it was, you know, really cool, but you're looking at the store and it's like, there's all the stuff that I can't get because I don't have the DLC, and there's like 40 DLC packs for it. There's like 10 other like maps available for this game. And so that was on sale on Steam, and Daniel picked it up for me for my birthday. And so I've been playing it again over on Steam instead of through Epic with all the DLC. Now I'm still on that first map. I have not gone to any of the other maps yet, but
is that map that big?
It's pretty fucking big. It's a big map.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. I put 20 something hours into it, and I haven't even seen the entire map yet.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Are the maps like accurate to anything in real life, or are they just random? But I mean, do they at least give you like locations? Like, do they say like, all right, here you're gonna go hunting in Alaska, or you're gonna go hunting in Montana, or
The first map is in Montana.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they have one in like Serbia, and like one in like the UK, and one in like Arizona and Mexico and South America and like Africa. Like, they got a fuck ton of like places to go hunting.
That's awesome. So, okay,
yeah. But it's, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a time killer. I mean, you spend most of the game just running around the wilderness trying to find animals, but it's very satisfying when you get those kills. Yeah. It's almost as satisfying as like the Sniper Elite. I wish they had the bullet cam to show you how you killed the animal, but they don't have that. But they do, when you do finally harvest your kill, they do show you where you shot them, so you can see like, you know, man, I got that one in the lung. That sucks. You know, there's so many that we make jokes about it because I constantly shoot them in the ass. Typically, as they're running away, I'll get a shot right in the coccyx and the intestine. Like, oh. Jesus. Yeah, it's like, oh, that's fucking brutal. It was fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I thought about picking it up, but then I watched you play, and I was like, well, this is enough for me. Like, this is fine. Kev, what's your number four?
My number four is Doug's number five, and that is Back for Blood. Yeah, for the same reasons that, you know, I had a good time. We haven't finished it, but I had a good time playing with you guys. I was one of the kids frustrated at the card system and then kind of came around to it. It's Left 4 Dead with a card system, like Doug said. I mean, it's a spiritual successor. It's the closest we'll ever get to Valve releasing a third of something. And it was amazing. Turtle Rock has been doing great, the company that made this. And now they just got purchased by Tencent. So let's see how this goes. But Back 4 Blood is amazing. I'm looking forward to finishing it. This just the feels you get while you play it. Like, you guys got all hyped and you got me hyped during that jukebox scene in the bar. And just like, I love that a different song plays every time. So it's kind of like, it's not as predictable as you would expect it to be. But, yeah.
My number four is also Back for Blood. Also on my list. I do have to make a confession, though. I did finish the game.
Mm.
So I have beaten it, but I have no issues going back through and playing it with again, and like, because it is set up for multiple playthroughs. It is made for as many times as you can, because the card system you get as many as you can. Also, you get better cards on the higher difficulties as well. Although I did try it on a higher difficulty, and that shit ain't happening. I don't know. I mean, I guess you just have to have a full party when you're doing the higher difficulty, because I think I made it halfway through level one and I was like, oh, no way. Like, as soon as you step out of the door of the first level in that hotel, you are literally there's like two like tall boys like instantly, and you're just like, oh no. So they do not pull punches as you know on the higher difficulty. So for all the same reasons that both of you said, it's a fantastic game. Has provided a couple moments that are very memorable. So that's my number four. Doug, what's your number three?
Number three is another game that I've been playing a lot lately. So much so I don't even know if you guys have even seen me play it, because I've only been playing it for a handful of days at this point, but it has absolutely captivated me. It's been on my Steam wish list forever. And it's a pretty cheap game. It's just one of those that, like, I'm like, I don't know if I want to spend. It's like normally like 15 or 20 bucks. And when it goes on sale, it's only ever on sale for like 12. And I'm that like, meh about it, or have been, that I haven't bought it on Steam. But it was free on Epic again during their holiday giveaway. And that's If True Learn. Oh. And it is like a puzzle game that's supposed to like teach you programming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a puzzle game, so it's presented in a puzzle game like sort of way. And dude, I want to play it right now. Like, I'm like addicted, because it's fun having to do these little like puzzle things to make these programs work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you use nodes and stuff, so you have to like connect the nodes in a specific way to get a specific task done.
So, and it's essentially, you know, just like programming, because programming is like a puzzle, because you fuck something up and you're just like, all right, well, let me find that one thing that went wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not doing any line code or anything like that. Again, it's all using like nodes and stuff. So it's all like connecting the dots, essentially. But you have to connect the right dots to the right nodes in the right order to make things happen as fast as they need to happen, and things get to the right places and all this stuff. So it's just a puzzle game, but... again, as you go farther, like, it must get harder, and you unlock newer things to use, and then like you get paid for finishing jobs, and then you can buy stuff for your quote unquote computer in the game that you're using. And it's so dumb, like some of the stuff that you're buying, because it's not like something like Nvidia, it's like a GVIDIA or whatever graphics card, or a instead of like a Pentium, I forget, it was like a Gentium or something like that. Like, they have like all these dumb names for things that you can upgrade. So it's a lot of fun. So if you like puzzle games, I highly recommend it.
Awesome. Kev?
Kev, your mic is muted, bud.
Sorry, I was hi. let's see here. Resident Evil 4 VR has captivated me this year. And I just picked up a Quest 2 headset on Black Friday. And that was the first game. That was the reason I picked it up, was for Resident Evil VR, because I loved Resident Evil 4 is probably my favorite Resident Evil in the whole franchise. So to be able to go back and play it in VR was a whole new experience. I streamed the whole thing. It was a blast. I mean, like, that is an immersive VR game. Like, and it's crazy that they took like a 15-year-old game and was able to turn it into virtual reality and make it feel fresh. Like, it was really fun. I highly recommend it if you guys have and it's exclusive to Oculus right now, or exclusive to Meta, which sucks. I wish Capcom would stop doing this exclusivity bullshit. I think VR should be for everybody, but here we go. I hope that if you have a Meta, you should pick it up.
Just saying the word makes me dirt feel dirty.
I know.
let's see here. My number three is going to be Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis. That game had me for a while. And I went through, the only reason why it stopped having me is because I went through it and I beat all of the content. I played it all. I did all the side missions. I completed everything. I even was doing the end game stuff where you were fighting the big baddies and trying to get new gear. And I was like, you know what? I'm not about this life, about this gear shit. Like, I never have been. So they just released DLC for it. And they released a giant, like, desert area. And so I'm thinking about going back in. And it's just fun. It's an MMO with a action-based combat system. That's a really high-octane kind of fighting. And so it really is a ton of fun in order to get in there. Now, I will say that it's a very Japanese game. So the menu systems are very they're very complex. There's too many menus. There's too many things to do, and it can get overwhelming at times, especially when you get new DLC and stuff like that, because they make it overly complicated. But once you get used to it, and you're good to go. But yeah, it was a ton of fun, and I really enjoyed it. So that's my number three.
Dope. All
Doug, right. What's your number two?
My number two is Valheim. Mm. Is the Viking survival game, I guess. I'm not really sure how you classify it. I mean, it's kind of like Ark, but with Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
I've put in apparently 169 hours in that game this year. Which is nice. A lot, and I can't play anymore. It's 169. I've tapped out. I guess now I need to get up to 420 hours, but they've released a couple of new updates again, because it is still, I think, technically an early access game.
Yep.
They released an update back in like October, and they are working on new stuff. They still have like two areas that are like not finished that you go to and are just empty lands, the Mistlands and the Ashlands or something like that. There's like nothing, not much there. But it is a fun game, and I played with a lot of people. A lot of us played it. Caleb and Franca and Daniel and B and Ryan and some of our other friends. We all had like a little server that we'd all play on. And it was a lot of fun, because at first, when you're low level and you're fighting off trolls and stuff, like, it takes everybody to beat it. And so we had this, like, we made this little like town with all of our stuff in it, and then not long after, we start splitting off into everyone going off on their own, and it got crazy. We literally got to the point where like everyone, like, we beat the last boss, everyone was like on their own doing their own thing, and at that point it was like, okay, well, the final boss is dead, and that was really easy because everyone kind of maxed out while we were playing. Just waiting for new DLC to come out, or just, I guess, not necessarily DLC, just updates. But man, that game was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun playing it this year.
Awesome. Yeah, I couldn't get into it. I played it a couple times, and I guess you just have to have that group that's going to stick with it and like stick with you the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
So Kev,
my number two is another Resident Evil game, and that came out this year, and that is Resident Evil Village, which is the eighth one. It's up there, man. I, like I said, this is my top three of Resident Evil games. of all time, man. This was so good. Resident Evil 8 was amazing. And it was the first time in the franchise where they actually did like a consistent main character. Like Ethan was the main protagonist in 7, and then he continues in 8. So you get like a full kind of complete story here. And it was Resident Evil's first dip back into like true survival horror. And man, they nailed it. Like Resident Evil 8 is so good. The characters in this, you've got like different bosses for each kind of area, and they all have their own like kind of, I would say, superpower in a way, but a way to like just make it seem really, really creepy. Another fun game to play through. I would love to play that in VR, and one day hopefully it'll happen. But yeah, man, Resident Evil Village, definitely pick it up. Especially now it's on sale for like half off what it used to be.
Awesome. My number two is going to be Kena. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I think Kena
Bridge of Spirits. You're essentially playing a Pixar movie as a video game. It is that drop dead gorgeous. I picked it up. I think I have it on the Epic Game Store earlier this year, and I was enthralled with it. It was absolutely fantastic. It was a great story, really well done animations. The combat was satisfying, and then the puzzles were also up there. It was one of those special games that come out every year that that catch you off guard, catch you by surprise, and you're like, all right, I don't have high expectations for this, but it looked really good when we saw it a couple years ago at the Video Game Awards where they did a trailer for it, and I was like, wow, that looks special, and then it turned out to be it was a fantastic game. I highly recommend it to anybody. I think you'd have a good time with it. So that's my number two. Now we've moved on to the number one position. These are the number one games. If I have a prediction, my prediction is I know what Doug's going to be, and I definitely think that Kevin and I will have the same number one. So
easily.
Doug, what you got?
To the surprise of no one, my number one is Power Wash Simulator. It came out this year, early this year, like February, I think, of 2021. I've put, I think, 80 hours into it already. I have beat the game like 5 times over.
Yep.
It is a super fucking chill game. It's one that I will like throw an audiobook on and just play and listen and clean away at the things.
He cleans more in game than he does in real life.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. It's not as satisfying in real life.
No,
my shit ain't this dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, it is a fantastic game.
Yeah, and you know, it's also, I guess, still technically early access, and they're constantly updating new like levels and new things. So well, every month or so, it's like, all right, here's 2 new levels, 3 new levels, or whatever. And you know, they take about an hour and a half each sometimes. And so sometimes longer, and you know, it's fun to go back. And I recently unlocked the highest grade like power wash there is, so it's been fun to go back through and do some of the early levels again, where it's like, man, this was so hard when I first did it. Now it's just like, get clean, motherfucker. You go, oh now I'm done 2 minutes instead of the hour it took me the first time.
So it's really fun to watch. I've really enjoyed watching that. Kev, will you go ahead and just let everyone know yours and my favorite game of 2021?
All right, here we go.
Nope, I like that my alarm went off as soon as you were about to announce it.
It's like a drum roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. It is Hello Kitty Birthday Surprise. No, it is the best story of the year, and that is Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Which is also on sale right now as of this recording. So go pick it up if you haven't. If you like, amazing story, pretty fun gameplay, and just a beautiful, beautiful environment. Just great comic book story, everything, man. Guardians of the Galaxy was fantastic. Came out of left field. I don't think anyone expected it to be as good as it was. And it's because Avengers did so bad. Like I've said, Avengers walked so Guardians could run. And yeah, this game was so good. And I'm glad it's getting the love it is, because like I said, the narrative was fun. I kind of prefer this group of Guardians over the MCU Guardians, to be honest. Especially like having like Drax throughout the game is really funny. The banter between Rocket with everyone. I mean, like everything about it. There is a behind the scenes of the voice actors, like the outtakes, and it's fantastic. Like the voice actors did such a great job on it. But go pick up Guardians of the Galaxy, because it's worth it.
I'm with Kev on everything but the MCU remark. There's no topping the MCU characters, but it comes close. I will give you that. It comes close. Yeah, fantastic game. I think that they did something special here, and that's very difficult in gaming to do, and that's present something new in a story. And the fact that you see that high level of banter between the two, like the game, they're always talking. There isn't like downtime for you to be like, okay, now it's time to talk and do this cutscene. No, the entire game is one giant story, and there's always something being said. There's always something being referenced and jokes being made. And so if I could knock it for one thing, it's that they said flarking way too much.
Yeah, they did.
It's overused. But other than that, it's a fantastic game that everybody should. I even think that if you don't get it on sale, it's worth the full price tag. So that's it. That's it for your top five video games of 2021. Hopefully some of y'all have got some great recommendations from us. I'm sure there's stuff on our list that you guys have never played and that you should definitely go pick them up and give them a shot. So Tomorrow we have top five TV shows. So stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.